This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchem Habayim, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis. We begin on the bottom of the page, Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis that Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Yehuda said, we don't bring up Tikkunah Pi'eid Achad. Rabbi Elazar says that's only if they're Oirin. But if they're no Oirin, we are Mala al Pi'eid Achad. And Rabbi Gamliel says we are Mala al Pi'eid Achad. So the question is, what's the difference between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer, V'chitema Ir Chadik. But now, if you're going to say, the Machlokes is if there's a protest of one. Rabbi Elazar holds Ir Chad, even if an error of one, we are not ma'ila p'yed echad. Rav Shimon Gamliel sever error tre. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds you need an error of two. I bet ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan divrei hakol ein error pachas mishnayim. Rabbi Yochanan said everyone agrees there's no error less than two witnesses. Halacha ma'askina, what are we talking about over here? The muchsuk lan ba'avua dehai dekayinhu, where we are muchsuk that the father of this person was a kayin. And then v'nafek alei kala de ben grusha o ben chalutzu. And then a call went out that really he's not a kohen, but rather he's a ben grusha or a ben chalutza. So even though we said earlier that you need two witnesses to demote someone, but we could temporarily demote someone, ba'achtinu we brought him down. Ba'asa eid achad, and an eid achad came. Ba'amar yadana be de kohen hu. He said, I know that he's a kohen, so we brought him back up. Ba'askinu we brought him back up. Ba'asa be'trei ba'amri, and two witnesses came and said, ben grusha ben chalutza, who is really ben grusha ben chalutza. Ba'achtinu we brought him down again. Va'asa eid achad va'amar, and eid achad came and said, Yadana be de kohen hu, we know he's a kohen. So you have a rumor that we made him, that we brought him down because of, an aid that we brought him back up, two witnesses that we brought him down, and an aid that we brought him back up. Udukule alma mitstarfin le'edos. Everyone would agree that two edim testifying at two different times were mitstarif. But here, we're talking about whether we're concerned for Zelusa de Beidina. Tanakama, Sarah, Tanakama holds, Kivan da Achtine, Lai Maskinale, the Tanakama holds, since we brought him down, we're not going to bring him up again. Because Chayshinal Zelusa de Beidina, it looks disparaging for Bezin. First you bring him down, then you bring him back up, then you bring him down, then you bring him back up. It goes back and forth two times. Rav Shim Gamliel, Sarah Shim Gamliel holds, Anan Achtinale, we bring him down, Anan Askinale, and we bring him back up. We're not worried for the disparagement of Bezdin. That's the machlokes between Rav Shim Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar. Rav Shim Gamliel on Chav Gimel Amid Beis says that if they're Oirin, we don't bring him back up because we're Choshish for Zulus of the Beidina. And Rav Shim Ben Haskan holds that we are Maila Lekuna Pe'edacha, we're not worried about Zulus of the Beidina. Maskefla, Rav Ashi asks a strong question. Yihachi hafilu trey nami. It's Mashna. The only reason we don't bring him back up is, according to Rabbi Elazar, is because it's an Eid Achad. However, if it would be two Eid, then we would bring him back up. But then it's still a problem of Zulus of the Beidina. Even two against two, also we should bring him up. Even if the final situation is where two Edom, instead of one Edom saying he's kosher, two Edom say he's kosher, that should also be a problem of Zelusa de Beidina, according to Rabbi Elazar. And we know the Mishnah is Mashma only if it's one Edom. Says Gemara, the machloikis is whether they join up for edus. And they argue about the following machloikis tanon. Meaning, the machloikis is whether we could join up these two eid echads. The tani we learned in Rice in Edusin Mitzaref is Achio Shneim Keachad. First, we bring down a machloikis whether edim are mitzaref if they see two different things. Let's say one eid sees the loan and one eid hears an admission that there was a loan. So according to the Tanakama, in Edusan Mitzarefes, until they see it together. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, Afilu b'za achar za, even one after another. Ve'ein edusan miskayemes. The edus is not miskayim. Bebezdin. Ad she'yidu shneim ke'achad. Until they both testify together. So in other words, Rabbi Shua says, even if they see two different things, the edus is mitzaref. But now we have a shaila ve'in edusan miskayemes bebezdin she'yidu shneim ke'achad. The Tanakam holds they have to actually testify together. Rabbi Nosson says, shoymin devarav shalzeh hayom achshiyavei chavei lamachar shem devarav. We could listen to the testimony of one aid today, and if the other aid comes the next day, we could listen to him. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would hold like the opinion that you could listen to two aidim on two different days, and Rabbi Lazar would hold that they have to testify together. Says the Mishnah, Ha'isha shenichbasha bidei ovdei kacham, a woman who was captured by goyim, ayidei mamon, if she was captured for monetary reasons, mutar sabala, she's mutar to her husband. Ayidei nefashas, if she's captured for capital reasons, asur labala, she's asur to her husband. Rashi says, if she was captured for monetary reasons, she's permitted to her husband because they're afraid that if they violate her, they may lose their money. But if she was captured for capital reasons, let's say she was being judged to die, she's also to her husband, because since they're not in her hefker, we're worried maybe she will willingly live with one of them. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, said the name of Rav Loi Shano Elashiyad Yisrael Tekifa Aloy Dekachavim. This that we learned, that if it's for monetary reasons, she's mutter to her husband, that's only if the Jews are reigning power and the Gentiles are afraid to do something shalai kedin. If the Gentiles have autonomy, I feel like they mamain, even if she was captured for monetary reasons, asur labala, she's also to her husband. Masiv Rava asked, hey, Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen testified, Rabbi Zechariah ben Aketzev, and Rabbi Zechariah ben Aketzev testified, Abbas Yisrael Shohura Nova Ashkelon, a Jewish woman was given as a guarantee in Ashkelon, meaning because someone didn't pay up a debt, she was given sort of as a guarantee for the debt. So this is different than her being captured, but she was sort of given over as a mashkun for the debt. V'rechku b'nei mishpachta, and the family distanced her from them. V'eideha me'iden oisa, and the witnesses testify about her, shalai nistara, that she did not go into seclusion, v'shalai nitma, and that she was not violated. V'amru lehem chachamim, the sages said that why would the family distance from her? Now, if you're going to believe that she was taken as a mashkon, you have to believe the witnesses that she did not go into seclusion. Where we're talking about a situation where these witnesses were not kosher witnesses, but the Chachamim said, if you're going to believe the witnesses that she was taken as a mashkon, you have to believe them that she was not violated, and she didn't even go into seclusion. So if you're not going to believe that she was not, that she didn't go into seclusion, and she wasn't violated, you should not believe that she was taken as a mashgoin. So the Gemara makes the following diak. Ashkelon is a situation where the hands of the Gentiles were the Ashkelon is a situation where the hands of the Ovdei Kechavim were autonomous. So, and the halacha is ukatani. You know why there was an issue with this woman? You know why the family distance? Hor hana'in. We learned that the issue was because she was a mashkon. So therefore, we need Edim to say that she's mutter. But nechbeshaloi, but if she would be captured, not. Even in a situation where the yadov gecham takifa, if the woman is taken for monetary reasons, we don't assume she's violated. But we just said that Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak said the name of Rav, that if it's yadov gecham takifa, then even Ayidei Mamon she's Asur Labala. And here we say only by Horhana Asur Labala. Says the Gemara, Hu Adin Afilu Nechbasha. The same halacha would be that she would be Asur even if she was merely captured. Umaisa Shahir Kachaya. That was the story. The story was that she was taken as a mashkon. But even if she wouldn't have been taken as a mashkon, even if she would have just merely been captured, also the same halacha would apply. Wishing everyone a Freilachin Shushan Purim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.